Hi, I'm Michele Trenti. I'm a professor at the University of Melbourne and the principal investigator of the Spirit satellite mission.
You've got your second anniversary of the launch of Spirit, and we can't show it on the radio, of course, but you're getting lots of pictures of the Earth and the satellite. But there's an instrument that I'm particularly curious about. Could you tell us about it, please?
Yeah, of course. Spirit has multiple payloads on board, and our primary instrument is a Gamma X-ray space telescope that has been provided to the mission through scientific cooperation with our colleagues in Italy, and in particular with the Italian Space Agency and with the Italian National Institute of Astrophysics. And the goal of the Hermes space telescope on Spirit is to identify gamma ray bursts, which are flashes of gamma X-ray radiation that are emitted when a massive star dies, collapsing and rotating down into a black hole, or when you have two compact stars, such as neutron stars, smashing into each other and again collapsing down into a black hole.
And these events are quite common, aren't they?
I would say that they're quite common as far as the universe goes. The universe is a big place, and if you have a dedicated instrument scouting the sky for gamma ray bursts, such as the NASA Fermi satellite or the NASA Niels Gerald's SWIFT satellite, you might get a gamma ray burst every few days from these large space telescopes.
We launched 2 years ago, and has the instrument worked?
So the instrument actually worked pretty well. We're very pleased. We were able to achieve the so-called first light of the instrument, so we turn it on in January 2024, so about 6 weeks after launch. We knew the instrument was working. Then we started a long process of commissioning the instrument at the same time while we were commissioning the spacecraft. And essentially, commissioning means learning to fly or drive your satellite and your instrument. Because no matter how much testing you can do in the lab, when you launch something in space, when you communicate with it only every couple times a day, you have a few days of lead time to uplink the telecommands, you execute the operations, you get the results back a couple of days later, you have a very slow progress understanding how you can effectively operate what you have in orbit. So throughout essentially the last 2 years, we've progressively increased our capability to carry out scientific observations with the instrument. We've been observing some recurring sources in the sky, such as the Crab Nebula, which emits pulses of gamma X-ray radiation every 40 milliseconds. It's like a lighthouse, a cosmic lighthouse, shining its beam to us, rotating very rapidly. So every 40 milliseconds, we get this shine. It's very, for a telescope such as Spirit, which is a shoebox-sized satellite, it means that we had to stack multiple data sets to find the signal, but we're finding the signal, so we're very happy with the instrument performance. And very recently, we started our campaign, finally, to try to listen for gamma ray bursts. And so we're hoping to get a good present, hopefully by Christmas we'll start getting our first GRB. That would be my Christmas wish list for Santa.
What sort of area of the sky do you scan? Is it staring at one spot, or do you, as you go around the Earth, do you scan the sky?
So the field of view of the instrument is fairly large. We're sensitive to almost half of the sky, so essentially all the sky that the instrument sees, with a bit of various degrees of sensitivity. Of course, if an event happens and is straight in the field of view of the instrument, that's a bit easier to detect than if we are at the very edges. But so our approach is that because we have such a large field of view, we generally try to point a spirit out at zenith and just make sure we don't have the Earth in the way to obscure our field of view.
When you've detected a gamma ray burst, do you pass it on to other agencies so that they can follow up?
Yeah, that's a really good question. There is a very well established network of rapid alerts for such astrophysical transients. So as soon as you identify that there is one such astronomical transient, you publish a circular that is then distributed automatically to various observatories around the world. It's available on the web, and so every other research group can also look and try to follow up or confirm that event with their own facility.
Do you have some results in the queue, as it were, to be published?
Yeah, as I said, we're in the process of publishing the first scientific results that we have obtained with the Crab Nebula observations, and we're very, very keen to go out with a paper as soon as we get the first GRB. At the moment, it's essentially playing the waiting games. I was saying these GRB events are once every few days for a much larger space telescope. For Spirit, we're a bit less sensitive because we're so small, so we can only catch sort of the tip of the iceberg of the GRB population, so we just need to be a bit more patient. But already I feel that Spirit has exceeded its science objectives. We've been operating the instrument very effectively in orbit for almost 2 years now. We've validated all our analysis techniques, the instrument performance, and I think we're really ready to take the next steps and now fly larger versions of the same technology.
I believe that other organizations are building similar telescopes.
Yeah, I think there has been a real shift in the last probably 5 years to go from monolithic space telescopes that take a decade or two to be developed and are only possible with major space agencies, to trying to do astrophysics with small satellites. So there have been probably another half a dozen of small satellites that with various degrees of success have been launched to carry out gamma X-ray studies of the cosmos from space. And gamma X-ray astrophysics is really one area where you need to be in space. Fortunately for us, the gamma X-rays don't reach the surface, so there is no way of having this type of observatories down on the ground.
Anything else you want to tell us about your experiment?
Now maybe I'll just finish off to say that, as you were mentioning, we put some small cameras on Spirit. They were meant to have primarily a public engagement element, just to take images and inspire the public. But they've also been very helpful to help us diagnose what was happening on the instrument and on the spacecraft. If you want to point somewhere, taking a picture and making sure that where the satellite tells you you're pointing at is where you're pointing is really, really invaluable.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
Oh, thanks for having me.